Hello, mayors out there in mayor space. Yes, that's right. We've all entered. We've entered mayor space. We are feeling the endorphins.
When you get elected in mayor space, you get elected in real life.
Are we renaming the mayor's benevolent feed the mayor space?
We also have a guest today. It is San Francisco's very own Shanti Singh. Shanti, how's it going?
God, terrible, because I live in San Francisco, but, you know, I'm excited to talk about it. We just had a mayoral election called yesterday, so.
Well, hey, maybe listen for the next episode where we might be talking about some more recent San Franciscan mayors.
Ooh. London breed, yeah, I sure hope it do.
She's out. She's gone.
Fuck.
November, be honest, how long ago did you write that joke?
When I first heard the name London Breeds.
I sure hope it do.
And then I just kind of stored that in long-term memory for whenever I was going to talk about her.
That was actually a drop that you had pre-recorded.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Now that you've freed that, like that little bit of long-term memory, you can decide to put in there that you don't like Diet Coke, like Coke Zero Oreo flavor, so you won't keep having them.
Leave me alone about the fucking Coke Zero Oreo thing. This is like, we end up doing off the air, behind the scenes breakfast updates. Both today and last week, by happenstance, I happened to try the like Coke Zero Oreo flavor. And let me tell you, it's not good.
It's not called trying when you have it the second time, girl. Like, what are you talking about?
This happened to me. Okay, I'm a bystander. I'm an unwitting participant. Sometimes a soft drink is just handed to me, and as a consequence of that, I get to go, this isn't very good, which is what I did both times. So. Leave me alone.
Much like London Breed, I did not know that there was an Oreo-flavored Coke Zero until about 30 seconds ago.
It tastes like Coke Zero, and then the sensation of having eaten an Oreo rises up through the back of your mouth 30 seconds later. It's horrible.
It's like no one wants to write a book, but everyone wants to have been an author. Nobody wants to eat an Oreo, but everybody
wants...
That's
the reverse. That's the reverse of true. I love to eat an Oreo, but I hate to have the sensation, the kind of ghost of having eaten an Oreo, you know?
An implanted memory of eating an Oreo, doing like hypnotic regression to remember when you ate an Oreo.
All right. We have so much mayor to get through today.
Are we distracting you, Riley, while you're trying to introduce the episode? Riley, do you remember last week, Riley? Do you remember what happened last week? Do you remember when we were trying to introduce the episode and you were talking about cordonware culture for fucking 45 minutes? Riley, do you remember that? Riley?
I do remember. Yeah, I do.
I was so close to making a Guy Debord joke about Oreos before you got us back on track.
Guy Deborio.
Really good. But so this one's of vital importance, right? Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's been some, like, you know, some news, some stuff has happened in the world.
That Cheeto is back in the White House.
Yes. L'homme orange gagne la Maison Blanche. And as a result of that, our subject for today is like vitally more important, because even now, even as we speak, he is convening the California Senate to like do some hashtag resistance.
Yeah, I saw people all over like Twitter today, like literally today, being like, what the fuck is Gavin Newsom's deal? He's very strange.
He is, as we speak, apparently there are Democratic voters in Missouri, of all places, who are getting text banged by Gavin Newsom. Oh
my God.
Wait, he's trying to flip Missouri blue?
Yes. I'm not joking. This was reported on, in case you're
just like
an
innocent St. Louis resident and you get a text saying, hi, it's your Democratic Party. Sorry that you didn't like the last one. Here is a 1080p video of the governor of California suplexing a homeless person into a dumpster.
I put it in the chat if you want to see the text that he sent people.
I see the text that he sent here to like Missourians. which ends with inviting them to a Zoom call at gavinnewsom.win.
I think the text that and to Missourians should have just ended with the picture of him and Kimberly Guilfoyle on Ann Getty's rug in San Francisco in 2004.
That's maybe one of the photos of all time, and it's going to be the cover art for this as
1,000%.
Yeah,
they say a picture speaks 1,000 words, right? A picture does 1,000 episodes of podcasting, right? Because everything that you need to know about Gavin Newsom, I think, is contained within that image. You know, it's a very rich text.
You know, like during during the pandemic, when everyone was on Zoom calls with their CEOs, being like, "We're a family, we have to make cuts," and they'd like point the camera at like the most inconspicuous corner of their mansion. This is what they didn't want you to see. Was like their gilded chairs and their fucking chandeliers and their incredible view and their Ann Getty's rug.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom has like a 20-year run of buying every item in A Hater's Guide to the Williams-Sonoma catalog.
Yes.
Well, Gavin Newsom, essentially, I think like if you're Ann Getty and you're doing your like Zoom call with everyone who works for you. You don't want to point at any of the stuff that Maddie said. You also don't want to point out your pet mayor that lives on your floor.
my $20,000 Williams Sonoma mayoral doghouse that I make him sleep in.
I'm in a 24/7 mayor relationship.
Okay, that's the kind of thing that Gavin Newsom as mayor would have said. Like, I'm in a 24-hour mayor relationship.
Trying to relate to people at Folsom, being like, in many ways.
Yeah, he's wearing the puppy mask and the mayor sash.
So...